All right, the Illinois Interchange Fee Prohibition Act was something that came about a couple of years ago, and I remember covering it and just being utterly confused by the whole thing. Steve Bug, the president and CEO of Great Lakes Credit Union, can probably do a better job explaining what it is. But first of all, I just want to say, hey, Steve, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Hey, John, thanks for having me today. I appreciate it.
Okay, so basically what the legislature was trying to do and the signature by the governor was say, look, credit cards and companies and like the debit card users for credit unions and banks, the merchants have to pay a fee to them for every transaction, right? I think that pretty much people know that. It's a certain amount. But what this act does was to strip out the tax and any tips as not being allowed to be part of the fee that goes to that the merchants would pay to the credit. So it would kind of lower the amount that the merchant would ultimately pay to these companies by getting rid of you couldn't tax it, you couldn't use the taxes and the tips as part of it. Boy, I did not explain that very well, Steve. Did that make sense?
That's pretty good, John. So I think the first thing is to just really define interchange. And it simply is that transaction fee that a merchant pays to a card-issuing bank or credit union for any credit or debit card purchase. So those fees are actually not set by the bank or the credit union. They're set by card networks, and the most popular are Visa and MasterCard. And so those fees that they collect from the merchants cover processing costs and fraud risks, and then they support the quick, convenient, and frictionless payment process that consumers expect. And you're right, the Interchange Fee Prohibition Act would strip out interchange on tax and gratuity on the receipts. And so, it also limits data usage and restrictions back. Now, one thing to keep in mind is, today, you go in, you buy something, you get your receipt, you see that there's tax, then you're able to provide whatever gratuity you would like to. It runs through these international payment processors, and then it shows up as one charge to the institution, and we pass that along on that statement that our credit union member receives. So you can see how problematic it is, because today the processors have no way to break apart that actual purchase and separate out a tax and or a tip. So potentially then you may have to, if you're a debit or credit card user, figure out, well, how are you going to pay for that tax and that tip? Are you going to run your card through again? Well, that's problematic. Or do you pay cash? Well, I don't know about you, John, but I don't carry that kind of cash around each and every day. I'm more of a digital user these days.
Yeah.
So then trying to figure out, well, how do you pay for the tax? But then I think the tip thing is something that people don't really focus in on. Is that going to impact our service workers that really count on tips? So do people stop paying that tip or paying the appropriate amount for the tip?
Or would you have to design a whole new point of sale system that could do this automatically, and every merchant is going to have to buy this new point of sale system that does it correctly?
And that's right. There are multiple, as you just alluded to, payment processing systems that merchants subscribe to. So those would have to be retrofitted to be able to process this. But still, these big payment processors like Visa and MasterCard, they don't transact that type of business today to be able to break down those individual types of charges, in essence, that we see on our receipts.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Steve, and I think that there is a lot of hassle here. In fact, it was so much hassle that the whole thing was delayed a year, and there's a lot of court battles going on about it now. I mean, I imagine, though, I don't think GLCU has any problem in theory with the merchants paying less fees. I mean, your whole mission is, and you guys have done a lot of work reducing fees.
That's right, and that's a great point. So Great Lakes really appreciates any effort to reduce fees to consumers. And as you alluded to, as you know, a few years ago, we reduced and eliminated many of our fees that our members were paying in the past. which resulted at that time in well over $1 million per year. But we really feel like this law is problematic on many, many fronts, as we've been talking about. And when you really think about, these are international payment processors. This IFPA that was passed is only applicable to the state of Illinois. So it's transactions that are processed in the state of Illinois. This wouldn't happen in Wisconsin. It doesn't happen in Indiana or any other state. So just think about those of us that live, work, and transact, right, in the state of Illinois would have to follow this, where if we go to a different state or internationally, we wouldn't have to worry about this.
Now, does it apply to the national banks, too? Because, or if they're based somewhere else, they wouldn't get the, this wouldn't affect them. So does that just hurt Illinois banks and credit unions?
So it's any, and that's a great point. So it's any transaction that is processed in the state of Illinois, regardless of where that entity, bank or credit union or any other institution is located. So if you do business in Illinois and your debit or credit card is run or processed in Illinois, it's applicable within the state regardless of where the institution is located. But you brought up a great point. So today, right now, it is applicable to credit unions and community banks, not the large national banks that have a presence in Illinois, because there was litigation and they were excluded from where the current law stands.
That's not fair.
Right now, it's your credit unions in Illinois and community banks in Illinois that really are the ones that are going to be impacted. And again, it's for those type of transactions. So now think about this. These payment processors, how are they going to break down and determine, oh, is it a credit union in Illinois? Oh, is it a community bank in Illinois? Or is this some large national institution? Right?
Yeah, that's true. There's another whole layer to that. Yeah, Steve, I think we're just scratching the surface. I appreciate you stopping by. Perhaps we can find some time in the next couple of weeks to follow up again, because there's also the data usage thing that I know that you guys have a lot of. It's not exploiting data. You're using data for fraud prevention and things along those lines, too, and that can limit your options as well. But we are out of time for today, Steve Bug. So I appreciate your points on the IFPA. I think people are digesting it and interacting with their legislators on that, which I'm sure you'd encourage. And we'd appreciate your time today, and we'll chat more soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, John.
Yeah, glcu.org.